Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Everyone, speak this scene from Star Wars with me.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Now, how would that sound in Navajo? We asked because we're going to find out. Next month, the original Star Wars movie is being dubbed into Navajo, part of an effort to get Navajo families to learn and preserve their language. And the first time a major motion picture will be translated into a North American tribal language. Christine Trudeau from KUNM in Albuquerque has more.
When Dave Nezzi met his future wife, Amanda, they quickly fell in love over a galaxy far, far away.
I think that was one of the first things that bonded Dave and I together was our love for Star Wars, and our children have also caught the Star Wars bug.
The family lives in Albuquerque, and one of the biggest struggles they've come up against living off the reservation is teaching their kids Dave's native Navajo language.
Rosetta Stone has something. There's an app on the iPad, and having alternatives is what we need. Having more resources available will help us teach the language to more people.
Enter Star Wars.
There are definitely Star Wars nerds out there who can repeat that movie verbatim, and they speak no Navajo.
That's Manuelito Wheeler, director of the Navajo Nation Museum and the muscle behind the Star Wars translation project.
And so when they're watching this and it's in Navajo, it's them learning Navajo.
So he approached both the Navajo Nation and Lucasfilm, and the project went into hyperdrive.
This was an idea that I felt was a way to promote our culture, promote our language, a way to save our language.
But translating the film into Navajo was no easy feat. When dubbing a film into another language, syncing the translation with the character's lip movement is crucial to the pace of the film. Wheeler's wife, Jennifer, is a professor of English at the University of New Mexico in Gallup and is one of the translators working on the project. She gives this example of a translation problem. Think about how you'd say computer in Navajo.
You know, that's quite long.
Now imagine how you'd get across the concept of a droid. It's metal, it moves around, and it's a computer.
R2-D2 would be the short metal thing that's alive.
So the translation for droid? That won't be revealed until the premiere. In some ways, though, the syncing process might be somewhat easier for Star Wars because characters like Darth Vader deliver their lines behind a mask. Beyond the fun of translating phrases like Death Star, Jennifer Wheeler says the whole project demonstrates that the Navajo language is still alive.
This will be one historic event that will celebrate and recognize the fact that we're just part of society here in this Western society, in this country. But who we are as Navajo people living in this century, we really need to celebrate.
Do you want TV?
Do you want to watch Star Wars?
Yeah.
Dave and Amanda Nezzi and their kids are looking forward to sitting down to watch Star Wars in Navajo.
I want to hear what Millennium Falcon is in Navajo. I'm very curious. And our daughter, she'll be able to speak Navajo. She'll understand who she is. And what more of a beautiful way to do that than put it in Star Wars?
Absolutely.
The Nezzis are traveling to Window Rock, Arizona for the premiere, which is taking place as part of the Navajo Nation Fair. At this time, Lucasfilm has no plans for a wider theatrical release or a DVD version of Star Wars in Navajo.
Christine Trudeau from KUNM in Albuquerque. Quick financial note, the markets have been sliding today after yesterday's word from the Federal Reserve that it will end its big bond buying program by the middle of next year in response to a slightly improving economy. That's likely going to mean that interest rates will sneak back up. It will cost a little bit more for everyone to get a mortgage or borrow money, so heads up there. And then in 30 seconds, why your gas prices are already going up. It doesn't make as much sense economically until you get the backstory, which we will from NPR's Marilyn G. Wax. That's next, Here and Now.